a couple left. This is a very good morning. Welcome to City Hall and welcome to San Francisco. Today is a big day for our city. We're here to announce that Vanderbilt University, one of the great research universities in the world, has chosen San Francisco as the home for a full-time academic campus. Beginning in 2027, Vanderbilt plans to bring students, faculty, and all the energy that comes with academic life into the heart of our city. Chancellor Diermeier, we couldn't be more excited to welcome you to San Francisco. When I took office, I made it clear that to restore confidence in San Francisco, we needed clean and safe streets, and we needed to attract the businesses and the institutions that want to invest for the long term. Early on, my team, led by Ned Siegel, and I started exploring the possibility of bringing another world-class university to San Francisco. We met with a number of university leaders to understand their needs and see who might be a good fit. Vanderbilt quickly stood out. We invited their leadership team here. We walked them through our city and toured sites to help them think through what was possible. We showed them our downtown and the surrounding area, not as it was described in the news, but as it is today and where it's going next. We shared all the things that make San Francisco the center of innovation, a hub for creativity, and a city on the rise. And we were honest about our challenges and opportunities, and honest about how Vanderbilt could be part of the next great chapter in our city's history. Most of all, we stayed focused on making this happen, because we know that if we want San Francisco to lead the future, we must compete for the institutions that shape it. Vanderbilt's decision sends a powerful message. It says that San Francisco remains one of the world's great places to live, to learn, and to innovate. It says that this city is still a place where new ideas are born, tested, and created. We've talked a lot this past year about building a city where people can live, work, play, and learn. This announcement brings the learn part of that vision into sharp focus. Learning here means supporting the existing world-class educational institutions we have and welcoming new ones to San Francisco. It means drawing students, faculty, researchers, and creators into our city core, energizing our streets 24 hours a day, supporting our small businesses, and helping San Francisco stay at the forefront of innovation. That's exactly what Vanderbilt plans to do. Chancellor Diermeier, thank you for your vision. Vanderbilt has been a terrific partner throughout this process, and I can't wait to keep working with you and your team as you launch here in San Francisco. Now, I want to be very clear about something. While today is a huge moment for Vanderbilt and for San Francisco, it also means a moment of transition for many in the California College of the Arts community. As part of Vanderbilt University's plan to establish a presence in San Francisco, Vanderbilt and the California College of the Arts have agreed that Vanderbilt will acquire CCA's campus after the wind down of CCA's operations in 2027. CCA has been part of San Francisco's cultural and creative fabric for more than a century. Its artists, designers, educators, and alumni have helped define the Bay Area's global influence in art, architecture, and design. And that legacy really matters. And honoring it will be an important responsibility for Vanderbilt and for us here at the city. I appreciate Vanderbilt's commitment to preserving CCA's archives, supporting alumni engagement, and continuing the Wattis Institute of Contemporary Arts as part of a new CCA Institute at Vanderbilt. San Francisco has long been a place where breakthroughs happen in technology, in music, in healthcare, and in solving problems others won't take on. We are proving once again that this city can match its legacy with results. And let me tell you, we're not just coming back to where we were. We are working toward a more durable, lasting recovery that will make this city better than ever. That includes neighborhoods with students walking to class, faculty collaborating across disciplines, neighborhoods that are active beyond 9 to 5, a city core that works for families, workers, visitors, and our future leaders. Vanderbilt's presence will bring a new energy, new ideas, and new opportunities to San Francisco. It will help shape the next generation of thinkers, creators, and problem solvers, many of whom will choose to stay, work, and build their lives right here in the greatest city in the world. That's good for our economy, it's good for our culture, and it's good for San Francisco's long-term future. I want to thank you once again, Chancellor, and the Vanderbilt team for believing in this city. I want to thank David and the CCA community for everything you have contributed to San Francisco. I want to really shout out Ned for your incredible, tireless work on this over the last year. And I want to thank city staff who worked alongside you to make this possible. Now, I say this all the time, we still have a lot of work to do in this city. But today shows what happens when we stay focused, when we work together, and when we aim high. San Francisco is on the rise, and we are just getting started. Thank you. Now, anchor down, and let's go San Francisco. Chancellor, come on up here.
Well, thank you, Mayor Lurie, for these wonderful remarks, and good morning, everyone. A university with the ambition to come to San Francisco had better bring something innovative, something new, something that bridges the best of higher education and the 21st century needs of this endless, creative, future-shaping city, something worthy of this great city by the bay. That is exactly what Vanderbilt intends to do. Vanderbilt will create in San Francisco a full-time residential campus for undergraduate and graduate students that reimagines how we educate innovators, creators, and artists in the age of technology. It will be built from first principles. It will combine Vanderbilt's academic standards and research excellence with San Francisco's abundant entrepreneurial and cultural energy. San Francisco stands for invention and discovery that changes the world. That is our ambition. We plan to pair world-class creative programs with technology and academic rigor with entrepreneurial strategy. The education of engineers and entrepreneurs will be integrated with the education of artists and designers. Our vision reflects the belief that technology is now inseparable from the most profound questions related to human experience and human flourishing. How we design our technologies must take into account our understanding of what it means to be human. Integrating disciplines will enable students to develop new ideas and then design, build, communicate, and bring them to the world in ways that maximize their impact. Our goal, in a sentence, is to create a place that creates creators. San Francisco's vibrant startup ecosystem, the concentration of global technology firms and talent, and its deeply rooted arts and design communities will enable our students and faculty to engage in experiential learning, internships, venture creation, and research. In everything we do at Vanderbilt, we are guided by clear, long-standing values. We believe in academic excellence without shortcuts. We believe in collaboration across disciplines rather than silos. We call that radical collaboration. Collaboration at the root of it all. We believe in free expression and vigorous debate, and that the idea that education should prepare students not only for a meaningful career, but for leadership in a free and democratic society. These values are central to what we intend to build right here in San Francisco. Growth for us is not just about expansion for expansion's sake. It is about bringing what we uniquely do well to cities where we can collaborate with the local community to create something novel, something unique, something that charts a new path. With Vanderbilt New York City, our new Quantum campus in Chattanooga, and the campus we're developing in West Palm Beach, our commitment to San Francisco is a major stride towards our ultimate goal, an interconnected network of campuses and dynamic centers of innovation where our talents and expertise contribute to the vitality of the places that have welcomed us. And let me add a little personal note. I have fond memories of living in San Francisco during three happy years as a young assistant professor at Stanford during the mid-1990s, at the birth of the internet age. At the time, I lived in Noe Valley in an apartment for $475 a month. Those were the days. And at the time, commuting to Palo Alto via 1-80 was still an enjoyable drive, rolling down the hills and smelling the pine trees. But during my time there, at the dawn of the technology age, I saw how the collaborative relationship between a university and a community aligned on purpose and values can create magic. That is the kind of magic we want to bring to San Francisco. By aligning Vanderbilt's unique strength, the city's many assets, and the possibilities and challenges of our time. Vanderbilt University San Francisco will be a vital contributor, a source of first-rate talent, a gathering place and center for learning for the community and for our students and faculty, and a driver of economic and social impact. This morning, we celebrate. This afternoon, the work begins. In the months ahead, we'll finalize our academic programming and seek to secure all necessary regulatory approvals. We'll get to know our new neighbors and build the community ties that are essential to our success. And we will now launch a fundraising campaign to cultivate the donor support that will fuel our ambitions in San Francisco. We are encouraged and heartened by the enthusiastic support that we have already received. The vision is clear. Now we need to build it together. Mary Lurie, we are deeply grateful for your leadership and terrific partnership as we take this step. And a big shout out to Ned and the entire team for making this wonderful project possible. The team has simply been incredible. From our first conversation to this announcement, less than 10 months have passed. That is working at innovation pace. We look forward to being a long-term partner and working alongside civic leaders, cultural organizations, and community members to ensure this campus brings something valuable and unique to the life and future of this city. Vanderbilt's arrival comes at a time of transition for the California College of the Arts. We know its legacy is important to its students, faculty, alumni, and the city itself. As Vanderbilt moves forward, we are committed to supporting the winner of CCA's academic program and honoring its contributions. I also want to express my deep gratitude to CCA's President David House and to its board for the collaborative process that has brought us to this point. Today's announcement marks the beginning of a new chapter for all of us. Vanderbilt's motto is crescere aude. If your Latin is a little rusty, that means dare to grow. Creating something new takes not just imagination, but also courage and commitment. More than anything, it means working together in common purpose, guided by a transformative vision. We look forward to what lies ahead and to what we can create together. Thank you very much.
I want to close us out with a great partner here in City Hall who has been a steadfast ally in everything that we are trying to do here as a city. And this campus is going to be in his district, Supervisor Matt Dorsey.
Thank you so much, Mayor. Thank you, Chancellor Dearmeyer. You have heard what this means to San Francisco, and I think we have heard what this news means to Vanderbilt. I'd like to share a little bit about what it means to the neighborhood. I will tell you, I was delighted in this morning's announcement from Vanderbilt to see that San Francisco was described as one of the world's leading centers of creativity, technology, and entrepreneurship. I think among San Francisco's neighborhoods, you could scarcely find a neighborhood that better describes that than the Design District and the Showplace Square. This is an area of San Francisco that over the years has reinvented itself from an industrial production area to a design district.
Marv seems like he's going to be okay. We'll just get him checked out. I want to thank everybody who's in this room. You've made this possible. And why don't we go gather right up there? We'll give him some space. And if press wants to come ask the supervisor or the chancellor or Ned or me some questions, and to all the supporters that made this possible, thank you so much. And Marv, take care of yourself over there. Okay.